Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
Now it's ready, let's stand.
Wednesday, March the 13th. Good thing it's not Friday, right? Everything will be smooth and wonderful today. If you're having issues today, just remember there's always tomorrow, right? Don't compromise. Uh-huh. Don't economize. Just sort of play it cool. No, oh, poor me. Work hard today. Do the right thing. You know what the right thing is. Everybody really knows. My father taught me. He said, you know what's right and wrong. I don't think that's true. We all kind of do, whether we always follow that path of right. The difference between being right and righteousness. Have you ever, when you go to church or listen to the minister, he talks about, and talk about another field as well, but it seems to be a familiar word when you go to church, right? Righteousness. So in his name's sake, and I can remember some of the passages from the Bible and going to Sunday school and things like that. But it's kind of clear that we know the right thing. So do the right thing. Follow your heart and follow your head and keep your head up. I would say that would be as good as I can come up with in terms of advice. You got to help me with this, Jay. I'm trying to figure out why it is that so many people are obsessed and why so many people are talking about Kate Middleton's Mother's Day photo.
I'm glad you asked, Doug, because...
I'm glad I asked you. What is this?
Because
I asked
the same question. I did a deep dive over the weekend because Sunday was Mother's Day across the pond, she posted
England.
A photo. And I, of course, went through to see what comments were because, you know, you always have some people saying different things. And I there's been a lot of secrecy around her hospital stay, her procedure, her recovery, when the public, I would see her again, all of this stuff. And to an extent, the royal family has, you know, kept things close and...
Yeah. Quiet.
To another extent, they've been very open about other things. Mm-hmm. And when somebody's in a public eye, we already saw this with Jamie Foxx, where he was hospitalized in critical condition and nobody knew exactly why. And he said that he will announce it when his time is right. And people who are in the public eye don't owe an explanation to anybody. However, people do still want to know. So with this photo that she posted, there were so many different, which I only noticed one, but I started Googling what was up with Prince Louis's fingers because he had the middle finger crossed over the right finger. And I'm like, is that like a sign for something? Like, what does that mean? Is that him being goofy? Because sometimes he's done different things. And so I was trying to figure out what that meant when I fell down the rabbit hole of all the other different things. And originally, before Kensington put out an additional tweet on X saying that, hey, she had said that, I, like any amateur photographer, I mess around with Photoshop and I am not great at it, admittedly. But the thing is that people are dissecting this so much is because a lot of people think it's not even a real photo, that it's AI generated. And we have reached that point of society where we really do question everything because we don't know. Was this a real photo that was photoshopped? Was it an AI generated photo? Who knows? People are requesting that they post the undoctored photo And I think it's just the reason that specifically for this is because there are so many quote-unquote photoshopping errors, and there's so much speculation, rumors, conspiracy theories going on around her health.
How does that, well, who's, but why? She's a, I don't know, is there really a problem, or is there something made up?
She is no mere mortal human. She is no normal person. She is Kate Middleton. We have been obsessed with her as a society ever since she met Prince William. Because it's one of those things that it's almost like a romantic comedy or a romantic movie that came to real life. My generation grew up on these movies of a normie norm person who marries, is dating somebody, and then later finds out they're royalty because they have to go back home because of something that happens, and now they're going to be king or queen, and then they, you know, fight for the relationship, and that kind of played out in a way in real life, and I think that's where a lot of the fascination came.
Well, I'm glad you explained it, Tettle. That's more than enough time.
Still, I agree with you, but why do we care so much about some photoshopping errors? Like, it's a cute family photo. Let's just leave it at that and wish her well.
While we are in England, story of a car crashing into Buckingham Palace, into the gates. Anybody who's been to England and walked down that boulevard that leads to the palace, you know, you could drive down that boulevard at 200 miles an hour because there's nothing to stop you other than maybe other cars. And then with this, the folks in the police department said that a man was arrested on suspicion of criminal damage. Don't you love the Brits and what they come up with for phraseology? A spokesperson confirming that there were no members of the royal family inside the palace. You're never going to get through the gates to begin with. You can crash into them.
Who thinks that they're going to be able to drive their vehicle into these gates and they're just going to break open? These are the gates of Buckingham Palace. Come on.
People in the news today, Jay. The Boeing whistleblower John Barnett was found dead yesterday, right in the middle of his deposition. Wow, doesn't this start? This will start some stuff flowing, some juices flowing. Coroner's office said this man was found dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. So he must have known something and didn't want to say what he wanted to know. He retired a number of years ago, actually, but he did work for Boeing for 3 decades plus. And he was in the middle of some legal proceedings in connection with a whistleblower lawsuit against the company. This company has been run so badly. If I were on the board of directors, I'd be firing everybody that's at the top and bringing people in who know how to run, who know how to build airplanes and not bean counters. But you wonder, you have to wonder. This is one of those things that you do wonder about. I don't wonder about Kate Middleton, but I sure wonder about this guy.
Was it really self-inflicted?
Well, that's another question, right? Some of the coworkers said he was brave, honest, highest integrity, cared dearly about his family, his friends, his work at Boeing, pilots and people who flew on Boeing aircraft. He cared about them. He cared about the company. And the people at the top don't seem to care. This is my observation, anyway. Don't seem to care about anything except the money. And as a result, they're ruining an amazing American company. The folks at Boeing retaliated against him. Story today in the Washington Post about the whether they did or they didn't. It seemed that they were. So anyway, there's a lot of rumor and speculation around the death of this fellow, John Barnett, who had the goods, seemingly, on Boeing and how they were chiseling and cheating. And now they're under new scrutiny for any number of public incidents. And this thing, too, will cause them to be more scrutinized, which is A-okay. Another name in the news today is Marcia Fudge. Interesting name. She had been the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in the Biden administration. She's stepping down. This is only the second person that has been a secretary that has left during this time of the Biden administration. She says she believed government can and should work for the people. So what is that implying? Does that imply something that the government isn't working for the people and that's why she's leaving? What do you read between the lines here? She leaves as of next week, by the way. Right? Is that what you take
exactly,
away? That's what
yeah.
I take away.
That's my takeaway, too.
Yeah. Too much influence from politicians and not enough focus on the public good. And she says, I'm not interested in being on a ballot. I'm not interested in being an appointee or anything like that. I'm going to be a private citizen, and I'm going back to my home in Ohio. And that's the end of that. She was quiet. I don't think most people knew, whatever she's doing get drowned out by the focus on Alejandro Mayorkas and some of the other secretaries. So speaking of administrations and that sort of thing, looks like both Joe and Donald have clinched the nomination for their presidential runs. What a disgrace. Oh, my God, what a disgrace.
I thought you were going to say a disaster, but I agree with
that, too. Well, that, too. Yeah, that too. Let's see. All right, so there's one more name here. We have time for one more name. This fellow, Robert Hur, who is the House Judiciary Committee's victim at the moment, the special counsel investigating Joe Biden's handling of classified materials. Much of the hearing yesterday focused on his decision not to prosecute Biden. He said the president was well-meaning and an elderly man with a poor memory. That'll help him in his reelection campaign, right? This guy who, let me repeat that. Robert Hur, special counsel investigating Biden, finds, and I get this, I think it makes sense. You know, he didn't really remember, he didn't know what he did. Either that or he's a great actor. I think it's the former, not the latter. The Republicans obviously have tried to smear him, and they wanted to embarrass him. And, you know, they're trying to compare that to Trump's depositions, blah, 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 blah. And it's all more of the same kind of thing. Trump and his handling of the classified documents, different scrutiny. Well, was it a different case? Was it a different scenario? That's a question.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's we are.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day meltdown. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism. And then it's got another product in there called Belly Blast.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Now, normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. If you want to be just like me when you grow up, you'll take the Calitrin. I take the Detox, the Belly Blaster. Yeah, that's good. So help yourself to savings. Go to toploss.com. And when you're there, you might find one of the counselors. It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Wednesday Good Day program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. But you know that, right? You know, hopefully you're taking some action with all these tens of millions of other people who have motorcycles and cars and boats and RVs insured by Progressive. So you want to check out why they've been there, why they've done that, see how much you can save. 800-PROGRESSIVE or Progressive.com, if you please. In the celebrity trending social media world, one of the names in the top 10 today, people are, I don't know if this is gossip, it's kind of an overview of the life and times of Lenny Kravitz, who has a star being implanted on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And so he had a lot of people that were there. We'll talk about some of that, some of the people who were there and who talked and, you know, what kind of, what was the mood around Kravitz in Hollywood yesterday. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new play.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hi, this is Lenny Kravitz. For those of you who are fans, recognize that tune. Lenny Kravitz just turned 59, and to celebrate his birthday, he was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
It's about time. What took so long?
Did you see on the Oscars the dog peeing on, Matt Damon?
Oh, Matt Damon.
Yeah, I think it was Matt Damon. Uh-huh. Yeah, star. That was the dog that was actually in the Oscar ceremony. Dog, I forget what movie he was in, but this is kind of a cute bit. So here we have now Lenny Kravitz and Zoe, his daughter, appeared, and Denzel Washington appeared, gave speeches.
Yeah, they both gave speeches, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah, well, it's really an honor. A lot of great people have stars. Have you ever walked on the Star Hall of Fame, the walkway?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what did you think?
It's very touristy right there. Like that.
That part of town is very touristy. That's where they have the Oscars and, you know, that whole part of Hollywood and Vine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very exciting place.
And what the Ripley's,
place.
Believe it or not.
All that stuff up and down the street.
Yeah.
bizarre place. Let's see. Channing Tatum was there to speak.
To Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, too. They still, yeah.
Yes. Right. He was there supporting his future father-in-law. And Lenny Kravitz is, I mean, we're 3 months into the year? He is having a good year. He's also nominated for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class.
Yeah.
So we'll see if he gets inducted. He should be. Right. It's taking too long.
He was told his music wasn't black enough or wasn't white enough. People are so silly. What does that even mean? I guess would be the question. So anyway, congratulations to Lenny Kravitz. Gets his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. 28 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay down, and calm. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever words you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, "Hey guys, puppy up," and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A judge in New York is approving a higher bond amount for Donald Trump, but allowing enforcement of the bond to be delayed. This in connection with a defamation case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. Trump's legal team applied for an appeal bond, which will allow him to fight the verdict while preventing Carroll from enforcing the $83 million judgment. The judge approved, and once the bond is enforced, instead of $83 million, Trump would be forced to pay $91 million instead. At the same time, Trump's lawyers are also appealing that verdict and filing a motion for a new trial. Beyonce's upcoming country album now has a full title, previously known simply as Act 2, the singer revealed. It's titled Cowboy Carter. Beyonce released the first two songs, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, after announcing she had new music coming with a Super Bowl commercial. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who is happy to remind you that the first R in the second month of the year is not silent.
Do you know what would happen if I suddenly decided to stop going into work? A business big enough that it could be listed on the NASDAQ goes belly up. Disappears. It ceases to exist without me. No, you clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
One of our great actors, I think. But you, Jay, don't you think he's one of the better actors around today?
He's always fun to watch in anything he does, any character he plays.
Well, he's been done some serious stuff, done some lighter stuff. He's played second bananas, but then, he's just... That show was, everybody called it groundbreaking, right? The show Breaking Bad. And who are some of, I'm trying to remember, Aaron, what was the other, the second guy's name who was in that? The second lead. Aaron Paul, is that who that was?
I never watched that one. Aaron Paul is one of the people in that.
Yeah. James, you ever watch that? James Collins in our studio, main studio in Dallas. Ever watch Breaking Bad?
I've seen the first season, but I haven't gotten much farther. But yeah, Aaron Paul is Jesse in the show, and then Anna Gunn is Skyler, the one that he was talking to in that scene. Yeah, it's a star-studded cast.
Yeah. Well, I think that he, in terms of what he brings to the table, the whole idea of Vince Teacher. As I didn't watch many episodes, but I know it was kind of like a plane watch for me. And as you watch some of the episodes and have the understanding this guy was a school teacher, and then you put yourself back into school and think, I wonder if any of my teachers ever did anything like that. Right? Bryan Cranston. I think one of America's great actors.
Well, I think looking back as an adult now, and you realize all of those unscheduled watch-a-movie days were possibly some reason that the teacher maybe had a little bit too much fun the day before, which we did find out later. there are real health issues. Alcoholism is a disease, no doubt. But you don't notice that stuff as a kid.
No. You're at least I was in awe of all of my teachers, pretty much. Men, women, I remember them so vividly. And I couldn't imagine. Most of them at the time were very Catholic. Most of them were either Irish or Italian women. They weren't making any drugs, that's for sure. God bless them. Josephine Albacetti, social studies teacher in the eighth grade. I will never forget her. Miss Quirk, math teacher. Miss Gucciardi, who was the French teacher, history teacher, was Charlie McCarthy. Good Lord. All right, let's have how about a celebration, or at least the anticipation of a celebration, because the Powerball jackpot is now up to $559 million.
Oof.
No tickets matching again. All right, so can we have a winner before St. Patrick's Day? One more drawing. St. Patty's Day is on Sunday.
I don't know. Hopefully not. Let's let it get up. Let's let it reach the billions again.
Yeah, why not? Of course. All right, so 3 months without a winner. Powerball. And also, I think Mega Millions is up there, too. It's not at 500. I think it's, isn't it about 400? I'm trying to remember what the number is. But fairly high. This is very interesting. Looking at the numbers, 709,000 tickets won cash prizes for the jackpot. The prize on New Year's Day was $842 million.
Wow.
Since that person won in Michigan, there have been 30 drawings, no winners. So here we go again with lots of focus on the Powerball jackpot as it cranks up.
And Mega Millions is at $792 million estimated for the next jackpot, which the cash option is just under $400 million.
Only 40, what? 400, what'd you say, $420 million? What a, come on.
No, just under $400 million. Yeah, the cash option off of an estimated $792 million jackpot would be $381.8 million.
Well, what would you do with that? What do you think?
That's a lot of money.
Start a new radio program.
That's also a lot of money being taken out.
You mean of the
792? Of the 792 down to 381. That's a lot. But still, that's like, that is, you hear life-changing money. Like, dude, this is lives-changing money.
Yeah. Most people take the cash. I think that's probably not what I would do. I'd take a payout over, 20 years, I think, or something like that.
Because you still get a lot of money annually.
Yeah, right.
And
it
keeps going up. It keeps becoming more and more money as each year goes by.
Right. And if you're smart and you have good investment advice, there are safe investments that return about 8%. And that's pretty good. If you have $100 million, let's say, the return is 8% of that $100 million. That's $80 million. No, is it $8 million? $8 million. You could do okay on that every year too. Not a bad deal. Speaking of things that are not a bad deal, Calitrin is having a huge St. Patrick's Day sale. Yep, this weekend, people all around the country, all around the world, everybody turns Irish. And therefore, we are all lucky, right? Lucky four-leaf clover. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. And so you can, this lucky seven sale is back at Calitrin. Go to toploss.com and save $7 on every bottle of Calitrin that you buy between now and St. Patrick's Day. This is a big deal. Happens every year. I remember us talking about it. So you got three bottles, you get $21 off. $14 off at two bottles. That's how it works. And then you get 2 months free in addition to that. So you're basically getting five bottles of Calitrin for the price of two, in essence, when you take all the discounts. And there's also a no-interest monthly payment plan that they have. They make it so easy for you to lose the weight and keep it off. That's why it's such a cool company and it's a cool product. Check out this amazing offer before St. Patrick's Day, right? There are lots of customers. I was reading something from a lady in Ohio, Jay, whose name is Angie, who has, if you look at her testimonial, you can see that in many other reviews of how this stuff all works. Very cool. So check it all out. Toploss.com for Calitrin to support your weight loss. Get into the movement. Get healthy. Save money with the St. Patrick's Day sale this week going on. Calitrin is at toploss.com. All right. I want to go. Remember when, who is it? Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Antonio Scalia, both at opposite ends of the spectrum on the Supreme Court, and they were very, very close friends. So I look at this brewing friendship between two Supreme Court justices that politically you would think, why are they friends? Well, because people aren't all about politics. Hello?
Yes.
Duh.
Yeah.
So Justices Barrett and Sotomayor yesterday held sort of a joint news conference, earning the respect of a lot of people. And in this conversation, they urged Americans to tone down the political rhetoric. We have a very charged atmosphere. They sat next to each other at the State of the Union, whether you saw that or not. They just seemed to, they're just human beings. We're all just human beings. How many people waste time not liking somebody because they're a Democrat or a Republican? You realize how foolish that is?
So much. We are constantly seeing that. Some people won't even be friends with them. There are some families who have the family events that they can't help but talk politics, and people always end up fighting. We even saw this with COVID, of people who were getting the vaccine versus people who were not getting the vaccine, and people lost friendships over a disagreement on what to do. Some just felt so staunch in where they stood that you were a bad person in their eyes if you disagreed on that specific topic. There was no agree to disagree in some people's minds.
Yeah. They were speaking at an event in Washington. Justice Barrett said, why should any of us want to obliterate the opposition or even see another person as the opposition? Which is really very important. That's a great line. And then Justice Sotomayor said that she and her colleagues have had many disagreements, but all nine are operating in good faith. The public discourse, she said, has lost some of that. There's a lot of personal attacking on people's character, and so this is good. And it ought to be a lesson for all of us. I have people send me notes every day. I'm never going to listen to you anymore because you said this about Trump.
But they listen enough to send it every single day.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, now, so let's have... So one of the, you posted some stuff on our social media pages, an article that was printed about me and the program that appeared in one of the trades yesterday. And the focus, in part, was why it is that I don't do a political program. I've done them over the years. As a matter of fact, when the Good Day program started in 1988, it was basically a political program. And at the time, I don't know if I was a raging Republican, but I was active and I had lots to say. And that was the beginning of the time when, you know, everybody went in that direction. If you were going to be successful on the radio, I didn't do it because I was going to be successful. It just happened to be the way I believed. But over the years, I've changed my opinion about the status of the Republican Party, and it's just not for me. That's me. It may be for you. You may love it. I'm entitled to not like it, and you're entitled to like it. And that doesn't mean that I'm a bad guy, but you'd be amazed at how many people send me notes. I'm never going to listen to you again. I'm a conservative, of course, and you have no right to, you know, that kind of BS. Anyway, the Ukrainians are at it. And, hold on a minute, just a minute. Hold on.
Holding. Holding.
How much time do I waste every day?
I don't know why this made me think of the holding music that sometimes places play. Like, can you just play actual songs, like radio songs or whatever, and it's just this weird, like, tune of, like, da-da-da-da-da, and it only plays for 5 seconds before it repeats.
Yeah, I know. It's like on the phone, an answering machine on the phone. Anyway, so the pro-Ukrainian fighters launched an incursion into Russia with tanks and armored vehicles. That's the largest attack over the border since the start of the invasion a year ago, 2 years ago, February. It's been 2 years this thing's been going on. Good God. So, anyway, the Ministry of Defense in Russia confirmed that lots of fighters tried to break through, but of course they held them back. That's what the Russians say. And then there were some drone attacks as well on a refinery in western Russia yesterday. So they are striking back. There you go. All right, here we go. As a matter of fact, speaking of going, it's 48 after the hour.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still getting out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321321. That's FLASH to 321321.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouthwatering favorites by using the code omahasteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak Burgers with your order. That's OmahaSteaks.com/Doug.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now 53 after the hour, lots of things happening in the Food, Farm, and Family Department. You can check it out at foodfarmfamily.com. This is Nutrition and Hydration Week. Jay and I are happy to celebrate this with you, to connect you with, among other things, healthcare practitioners who work in the medical field and maybe work in catering. Maybe they take care of other human beings. They are encouraged to use their knowledge to create a great campaign to educate people about proper foods and how important it is. We were just talking about this off the air, hydration. If you don't have enough water in your system, I wake up every once in a while if I don't have enough water with horrible cramps in the middle of the night. You have stuff that bothers you as well,
yeah,
Jay?
Yeah, I get like really dry lips that just any amount of moisturizer will not take. But also the headaches. Sometimes you just get a weird headache or this feeling like you're going to pass out, which leads to a weird anxiety attack, because if you're in public, how embarrassing would that be if you pass out, which only makes the feeling of needing to pass out even worse. And here, it was just you needed some more water.
Yeah, that's it. So drink lots of water and eat good food. That's basically the message every day here on the Food, Farm, and Family portion of the Good Day program. But it's also the message this week in Nutrition and Hydration Week. Be thinking about that. There's a little more of a problem at Trader Joe's, but it turns out they're not the only ones that are battling bacteria and plastic in some of their prepared products. There are a number of food and drink recalls. Matter of fact, it's at the moment at a 5-year high. So the steamed chicken soup dumplings that were recalled by the ton, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Cheese has been recalled by the ton. But there have been warnings from lots of other outfits. Recalls in this past year up 20% from the recall the previous year. There were over 500.
Right.
Yeah, something's not right. Yeah.
Well, you look at a lot of these things, but it seems to be a supplier issue, because you have with the Ludlay cinnamon that came from the same supplier, so it's all of these different brands of cinnamon that have been recalled. You have this with the cheese issue, and then like salad kits with dressings that use this cheese from the supplier, and all other things or freezer food like breakfast burritos or whatever. Like, it's just so many that it sounds about right that we are at a 5-year high.
Yeah. something to be cognizant of, thinking about what you're eating, what the system is and how it's checking. You're responsible for you. As a farmer, I find, I mentioned this in this week's American Family Farmer Show, which you can hear on many of these same stations every weekend, along with the Good Day Health programs. there is the finding for farmers is not good. The Kiplinger newsletter, and I explained this on the American Family Farmer, focusing on the future of farmers, there's an alliteration. What's the future of farmers on the Food Farm Family Report, right? Anyway.
Oh, too bad Friday.
Yeah. Farm income expected to decline again this year, but yet supermarket prices are 25% higher this year than they were last year. 25% over the last year or two. Good God. And what do you do about it? Be careful about where you buy stuff. If you're going to pay money, make sure you're getting something that's good, that's not all sprayed up with pesticides and all of that stuff. And speaking of that, there is a new spinoff created at in the laboratories of MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, called AgZen. And they have been working on a spraying system that could cut the amount of pesticide needs on farms that choose to use them in half and still help improve crop yields. This is something that the average person doesn't really pay as much attention to as you should, because a lot of the stuff that's sprayed on the foods that you get can't be washed off. And so that's why organic is as important as it is. But interesting to see how a couple of professors that have come up with this with their students, they're getting a lot of feedback, and I guess it's a good first step. I don't use sprays. I don't use any of this stuff on my farm, but I'm not growing food for consumption. I'm growing food for my cows, but it's the same. I don't want to feed my cows. There's stuff covered with pesticides. What do you think that's going to do to them? So at any rate, and then there's the message that Jack Stockwell delivers in this week's his podcast and his program on Good Day Health about Kellogg's, because the CEO of Kellogg's cereal says Americans should eat cereal for dinner and save money. To realize what crap it is that comes out of the Kellogg's company and General Foods and all of that. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, there it is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.